visit Gonzalo at 6570 North Federal Boulevard or 5400 North Federal Boulevard. In Denver, visit their website at denverautostore.com or you can call 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. Get that new ride for 2013.
Musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You have made it through your work week. You have made it to Friday night. And you have made it to World Poetry Open Mic. And I'm your host, J. Todd Underhill. And in the studio with me, I've got singer-songwriter, talented person extraordinaire, Michael Amade.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Welcome aboard, man.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back.
We have our third co-host sitting behind the board, operating all things technical. Please welcome the Board Monkey.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I feel better about tonight.
I feel better about tonight also.
I hit the right button.
There you go.
I was worried about you.
And this one, we've got a fourth. I don't know if we're going to refer to you as Phantom Relief co-host or just steady guest.
Or just the Phantom.
I like the Phantom.
You are the Phantom. Please welcome Phantom. Amanda Smith.
Hello.
A.K.A. the Phantom.
Welcome to our show. For those of you just tuning in, we do poetry here. We're World Poetry Open Mic. We want things that are PG-13 or under. We do not want rated R or X. However, sometimes we push that limit, even here in the studio. You can give us a call, 303-386-3598, if you want to share poetry. If you get a message, go ahead and keep trying in, because we are working with phone lines that are queued through to voicemail. I do want to let you know the station's general underwriter for this hour is Latin Life Denver. Anything and everything pertaining to Latin community, arts, nightlife in Colorado, check them out at latinlifedenver.com. And also at the beach with 31 Denver area locations where you can get a tan, especially in the wintertime. It comes in very handy. Also, our general underwriters for our show, we'd like to thank Off the Vine Coffee. We'd like to thank Tattered Cover Bookstore, Paris on the Platte, my poetic home for 25 years, idlevoicelessons.com, and of course, usacarpetinc.com.
That's right.
If you want this show to keep going, check out our sponsors and let them know what a good deed they're doing in keeping poetry alive on the radio.
It's a threat. We're basically threatening you.
We're not threatening you.
No, we're not. We're kidding about that part. There is no threats involved in poetry.
About to leave.
No,
were
you?
That was very frightening.
Go there or else.
It's my advertising / threat face.
All right, so let's get things started. We do have our first caller for the evening. Please welcome to the line from the east of the Rockies, Ellie.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. It's always a joy to be on the open mic.
It's always a joy to have you here. Thank you, Ellie, for calling in.
Welcome, Jay Todd. I've got two form poems today, a sonnet and a pantoum.
Oh, I can't wait. You know me, I like my sonnets for sure.
I know you do. Shall I go start on this first one then, Jay?
Of course. Todd? Of course you can.
It is called Love Strength. Our love will give us strength as we endure those years ahead till we are wed and sure. Thou, love, each day a year without the sun that shines upon these times so few, so small. so far between and hard, lest we recall. And days are more than sad, these times alone. My love, alas, this pain cannot be done. There should not be without, within this wall, of miles between our hearts. Oh, fall, and let us be as one, as yet unwon. For our strength cannot uphold this lonely wall, yet hopes and prays, someday it will be gone. Bright sun and love shall shine for our recall. Oh, joy, as love entwines our hearts as one.
Beautiful, Ellie. We're all applauding in the studio here.
That was amazing.
Yeah. That's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Ellie. I've got a nice... Huh?
Well, thank you again. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She's going to do a pantoum for us, too.
Yes. Yeah, I've got a pantoum. It's called Winter. And Winter's icy touch of love, alone in snowdrops longing, fallen from her lips, the leaves of autumn's dying. Summer's floral crown of warmth, adrift an icy wind, her spring bouquet preserved a bridal memory. Fallen from her lips, the leaves of autumn dying, caressed with only snowdrifts deepening her chill. Her spring bouquet preserved a bridal memory. Gently, she is covering the hope of spring awaiting. Caressed with only snowdrifts deepening her chill. Her winter gown of icicles, glow of full moon waltz. Gently, she is covering the hope of spring awaiting. Her lover will enfold her a spring morn soon to come. Her winter gown of icicles, glow of full moon waltz. Summer's floral crown of warmth adrift in icy wind. Her lover will enfold her a spring morn soon to come. Winter's icy touch of love. Alone in snowdrifts longing.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Ellie, again, you rocked that pantoum.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling World Poetry Open Mic. And that's how it's done. If you want to call in like Ellie did, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Or, as always, you can send it in to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or you can go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and send it in. However, we kind of enacted a cutoff time. If you're going to be on the show of this Friday evening, the due time is by 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Friday. So you can kind of print it out and make sure we have some time to spend with it before we actually read it on the air.
Exactly. Last week I was doing reading by sight and hadn't even seen a poem. It's hard to do.
That's really hard to do, man.
Even with the ones that I'm going to try and do tonight, reading them is going to be, well, for me, reading's rough anyway.
All right. We have another caller. It's Dennis from Michigan. Are you there, Dennis?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Well, thank you.
Are you going to share a poem with us tonight?
Yes, I am. I'd like to share a poem that is a collaboration, a poem. It was written 12 years ago by myself and Ellie Lejeune, who
read.
You guys have been friends for 12 years?
Yes. We met at another poetry site before we moved to All Poetry.
Nice.
So I'd like to read Blessings by the Sea.
Go for it, brother.
The sea in summers feeds my soul and washes away winter's toll. Warm the sun upon my heart, you inspiration each wave impart. Thus rolling gently to the shore, ceaseless motion brings forth more. Peace transcends through the sound of waves, calming, soothing my stressful days. Sea winds caress this furrowed brow, the salty breeze doth whisper now. Be still and know I am God. I know the path thy journey's trod. My love is here by the sea, sufficient for your every need. As salty breezes caress thy face, With tender care, I show my grace. Sit with me by the beach. In silence will my nature teach. We are one this summer's day. My blessings will not ebb away. Blue sky and bird on wing, sweet the song to me doth sing. For here this day by the sea, I sit quiet, for I know it's he. In gratitude, I hold you near. Your peace I know without fear. And my soul is now at rest. For by his love, I know I'm truly blessed.
Beautiful.
Wow, thank you for sharing that one, Dennis.
Again, strong entry, and both of you worked on that. That's a blessing.
So 12 years, you said 12 years ago that was written?
Yeah, that was written 12 years ago at a site called Passions in Poetry.
Really? That's back when men were men and
women were two.
Yeah, of course.
All right, enough of that one.
That's good. Thanks so much,
Grace. Thank you for calling in again, brother.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
Hey, bless you too, Dennis. Thank you.
And we were speaking about people writing in their poems for us to read, and I actually have one that was written in last week for us by Amanda Norton. And she wrote a poem called Shading Shadows, which is an acrostic sonnet, and I'm going to share that with you guys now. Shouldering over me like a thick, crushing, clinging wave, hovering above a seashore, pulling me like a slave. And I'm starting to slowly disappear within the dark, detonating a faulty, deepened depression tripwire. Illusions that mimic my movements start flying higher. Nothing that no one blindly sees, my own sorrowful mark. Gloom fills my mind as this insidious curtain embarks. Severing with fear of death that takes me to my cave, hidden from view that nobody knew for my soul it craves, and devouring my happiness like a meat-eating shark, drapery creeps over fast. Am I about to retire? Overhead me, like a ghost, my body starts to perspire, wrapping me up in its obsidian cloak of darkness, suffocating me, taking the very breath from my chest. And that was just amazing.
Nice.
I had to share that one. It was so gorgeous.
Acrostic sonnet.
Yeah, Amanda Norton, thank you for sharing that one with us.
Now, what is the actual... I know that there's a little bit of a definition of what an acrostic sonnet is.
Yes, the acrostic sonnet she shared with us. It's 2 7-letter words that flow together. In this case, it was shading shadows. Each sentence started with a letter that begins... that's spelling out the word shading shadows.
Along the spine.
Basically. Along the spine of the poem.
I see.
She has here 14 lines, 14 syllable lines each. There's a rhyme scheme of the first two lines rhyming, the second and third line of the stanza not rhyming with each other, but rhyming with further lines down in the stanza. Basically, each line rhymes with another line in the two stanzas.
So basically, you go out and Google acrostic sonnet, and if you want to give that a look-see, you can check out Amanda Norton's work on All Poetry. Look up Dark Butterfly. She's got several good examples. We do have another caller. Please, let's go to our West of the Rockies line, Isaiah from Provo, Utah.
Yep.
Hey, brother, welcome. Is this Isaiah Wallowing Bull?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I've actually got one of your poems sitting right in front of me, brother.
Yeah, the trade today.
That's exactly what I was going to do. What are you doing?
No, that'd be great, Isaiah. We were looking at the poetry you sent into us. We really enjoyed it, and we definitely prefer having people call up and read. We're more than happy to read it for you. But it's great you got to call in.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So are you going to do trade today?
Yeah, did you want me to start reading it?
Go for it, brother.
All right. Okay, so trade today. Have you ever wanted to trade in today and watch the years fade, wishing you could see the sun rise and go down to end a new phase? At one time, I thought my life would never change. Whether I was ready or not, here came the next stage, filled with opportunity locked in its own cage. I guess it was up to me to find the key and go about living and learning to see what a better person I might be. Instead, I left it locked and hoped that the clock would stop while I eagerly waited for opportunity to knock. Here I was, stuck in the same spot, fighting battles that have already been fought. Scared I'd miss my shot, forget who I'm not.
Well done, brother.
Wow.
That's
actually
great, man.
Just the setup that I had in my head, the tempo that it was going to be read at. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Your poems translate very well from printed word to spoken word. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, I have a bunch of poems like this. Actually, I just got done with a book. It's Read and Relate. So it just now got done being published and everything. So
there we go. Well, I thank you for sharing with us. And once again, if you want to call in just like Isaiah did, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We are being told that we do have to take a hard break. This is KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. You've got World Poetry Open Mic.
Let me take a moment and tell you about Denver's secret for poetic nightlife, Paris on the Platte. More than a European cafe, more than your typical wine bar. It's a place where people and artists connect with one another for moments to enjoy life and be creative. It's a place where you can feed your spirit as well as your hunger. Paris on the Platte, 1553 Platte Street, Denver. Come on down and find out why they've been my poetic home for over 25 years.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the beach, it's tanning time, baby.
World Poetry Open Mic. I am your poet extraordinaire, J. Todd Underhill. In the studio, we've got Michael Amade. We've got Amanda Smith.
The Phantom.
And of course, Princess Swagger is working the social media for us tonight. We want to thank everybody that's involved. Once again, if you want to share your poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598. And Amanda, you have look like you have something to share.
I actually do. This one was one that I found in my lovely Poem a Day book that I picked up. It's called The Story of a Hotel Room by Rosemary Tonks.
All right.
Thinking we were safe. Insanity. We went in to make love, all the same idiots, to trust the little hotel bedroom. Then in the gloom, and who does not know that pair of shutters with the awkward hook on them, all screeching whispers. Well, then. In the gloom, we set about to acquiring one another, urgently, but on a temporary basis, only as guests, just as guests of one another's senses. But idiots to feel so safe, you hold back nothing, because the bed of cold electric linen happens to be illicit, to make love as well as that is ruinous. Londoner, Parisian, someone should have warned us that without permanent intentions, you have absolutely no protection. If the act is clean, authentic, sumptuous, the concurring deep love of the heart follows the naked work, profoundly moved by it. I found that in my book and just had to share it with you guys.
That was good. Thanks. All right, Michael, how are you feeling tonight, brother? You're gonna do that children's book later, aren't you?
Yeah, basically this is my way of forcing myself into writing, you know,
poetry.
High middle, you know, hundreds books per year.
There you go.
Which I enjoy quite a bit. But at any rate, we have something here, which I cannot stand that we do. We've decided we're going to do every show now.
Oh yeah.
Which is we have, you know, Mr. JT here who thinks he's better than everybody else.
But why can't you stand it?
Because
you're,
you know,
a perfectionist.
It drives him crazy.
I'm a perfectionist as long as it's me who's perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
We do have a call coming in, so we're going to push back the correction segment
Absolutely.
Until after the call.
Because this is about the poetry.
This is all about the poetry.
And I don't really care about being correct if JT's the one saying that.
And as long as the phone keeps rigged, we won't know if we're incorrect or not.
That's totally true. It's totally true.
All right, so our poor monkey is queuing up the next caller. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and find a short one to spell some time here for a moment. This is entitled The Dancer. Ballerina, dance with me in the night. Make my heart swell with an immense joy as we share with our mirth and delight, making me so glad that I'm your boy. Make me dizzy as we twirl and spin like Bukowski when he's drunk on scotch. Holding my hand as we wiggle and grin while the other men all jealously watch. You will always be my prized possession and the trophy for which I have longed. Forgive me my every transgression, for by my ignorance you have been wronged. And then in a flash you make me grow weak as you put a soft kiss upon my cheek.
And we have our caller queued up finally, because that's what this is all about. And we have Annette calling in from the metro area from Westminster. Annette, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Hey, Annette, welcome to the show.
And you're live, so please feel free to share your poetry when you're ready.
Oh, okay. This was written by Jenny Moon, and the name of it is Maya 2012. Apollinario growing tired, curious questions all around. I'm too young to die, Westerners spreading lies. Alignment growing, archaeological truth. Monument 6 is found, war and creation is why. Dissymbolo from the sky, obscure ruins possess, indecipherable eroded stone, mystery passage faded away. False apocalypse on this day, all cycles end in time, transformation and renewal, fascinated by ancient lore, just a bit of a bore.
Wow.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Annette, thank you so much for calling. That was great.
Thank you, Annette.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this is your first time call, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, we got a first time caller. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Awesome. Thank you for calling World Poetry Open Mic.
All right.
And if you want to call just like Annette did, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Or
303-386-3598.
There we go.
There's three options.
A
trifecta of phone number, the exact same phone number again. And it looks like we have the, it looks like we're getting ready.
Do our correction segment?
For our corrections.
Please welcome back to the microphone with his corrections. He is the ape boy.
Here they are.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So I do apologize, J. Todd. Last week, I called you Jeremy. Your pen name is J. Todd Underhill.
Correct.
But I've known you since, before I knew you did that.
Yes.
So, I do apologize.
No worries.
a correction for you.
Okay.
You began radio in 1994.
I did. This, yeah.
Yeah, in Bozeman, Montana.
Correct.
Okay. That would be 19 years, not 17 years.
Ah, damn it. My addition sucks.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm a poet, not a mathematician.
And then, let's see. The basketball inventor
was
a Canadian-American, Dr. James Naismith.
Are we really still James stuck Naismith. On basketball's
no,
invention?
No, it's because we mentioned...
No, I've heard the shows.
But I forgot the inventor.
It doesn't matter. We're still stuck on this? This is weeks ago.
It's okay.
Well, since he invented the game, I just want you to know, he holds the record for the highest score in any one basketball game ever.
Okay.
Infinity?
Yes.
Awesome.
Wow. Okay. And
that's going to be a correction, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it is. And to correct Mr. Amadei over there, my mom's pies is located at 201 Murray Street, Niwot, Colorado, 80503.
Yeah, I said it was Niwot.
And they are actually like the fourth generation pie maker.
Really?
Yes.
What is your favorite pie from My Mom's Pies?
I don't know yet. I'm going to find out.
I think we should take
we need to go.
Show
we so need to
and
go.
Sit at My Mom's Pies.
Yes.
And have a slice of every pie, and that way we can develop our favorites.
I just wanted to let you know we did get a caller in while I was doing part of my corrections.
Okay, let's just go to the caller. We can put off the rest of the corrections.
Yeah, not a problem. It's Seth.
All right, please welcome to the line, Seth from Denver.
Well, hello there.
Hey, Seth, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for calling in, my friend.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really enjoying your show here.
Thank you. And are you going to share a piece with us?
Well, I've got a couple here.
Feel free, brother.
Let me try this one first. It's called Where Begin Ends. Where shall begin end? Begin shall end wherever am is, for am, whether big or small, is the why and wherefore of much. Am is the yes that defies the no. Am is the forever of the now, the to be against the not to be. Am is the this of that of this, the ever and ever of if. Who am and how am, no one can say. One can make, one can have made, one can begin to begin, but one must not end where beginning begins to end. One must continue on. Some say love, some say like, but like love, where's old, where's new, where's right and wrong, more than less. And what is right shall be left when what was is no longer is, when end begins, where begin ends.
Beautiful. Seth. Man, you and I know each other from rolling around the poetry scene here in Denver. Do you want to plug what you do on Sunday nights?
Sure. I host a program called Jam Before the Slam, where I have musicians and we invite poets up and we're their backup band. And it's every Sunday night at the Merc from 7 to 8. There's a slam later on during the evening. That's why it's called the Jam Before the Slam.
I got to say, that's where you and I first met. And to get up there with the jazz ensemble or whatever incarnation of Word Mechanics or Art Compost is really a blessing to be able to share your work like that.
Well, I think so. It's a lot of fun to do. It's a tremendous amount of fun to do, and it's as close as some people will come to becoming a rock star. So
exactly. Everybody's got to have their moment to shine. And you had a second one you wanted to share with us, sir?
This one is about the same length of that, so it won't take more than a minute.
No worries, brother.
And this is called Somewhere Between. Somewhere between mud and heaven, this forgetting, this never knowing the known, this denying what like bone permeates our imperviousness to we. Somewhere between dirt and stratosphere, the right to take away what cannot be taken, except on pain of inflicting pain, which always returns to haunt, to hang somewhere between rock and ruin. Somewhere between flesh that walks and the firefly's bright remark, cocktail in one hand, cigarette in the ashtray, comes, almost always arrives, the red cries of conflict's burnt meat, the boil on the battlefield, the orator on the scaffold, the noose that despite the wisdom of talk shows fails to discriminate between, fails to discriminate between the notary and public stamp of good and certifiable evil. Somewhere between the idiot's affronts and the sycophant's idiocy is the remembering that only remembers to forget.
Nice. Seth, again, you bring it, my friend.
And, you know, Seth, to anybody who hasn't been able to get to the Mercury Cafe and to see the Jam Before the Slam and just kind of be in that atmosphere of the Mercury Cafe and be there, you know, surrounded by all these great poets and such as yourself, it's really an experience. It's really worth, if you're in Denver or if you're traveling through Denver on a Sunday night, it is really worth making the time to go down to this show. I personally love it.
I would say so, and I'll also mention that Denver it has one of the strongest slam communities in the country. Both the team at the Mercury Cafe and our other team, which is called Slam Nuba, have both won the national championships and are always scoring within the top 10. So it's absolutely a great night.
That's what I like about you, Seth, is you proliferate the poetics here in Denver, and the vibe that you build going into the Jam Before the Slam and the open mic before that, is just, it basically makes it feel like an artsy vibe down there at the Merc.
Well, it feels that way because it is.
Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot to make it seem
artsy. It's not a huge leap, but definitely you accentuate it.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, thank you so much for calling and sharing, Seth. Really.
All right. I enjoyed it myself. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Once again, if you want to call in like Seth, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We are going to be going to break here in a moment. We do want to let you know, check us out on the internet, worldpoetryopenmic.net, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter from there. You can find out information about the Poet of the Month. We just decided on February's, but we're going to keep that a secret till our first show in February. Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on Jam and KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the Beach, it's tanning time, baby.
The Prince of Darkness. That's what we're talking about. No, what we're talking about is poetry. From Santa Cruz to Spain, from Aptos to Alaska, you need to call in 303-386-359. I'm just pulling that out of my...
I think that's wow. Obvious.
It's getting a little weird.
No, seriously.
Give us a call, 303-386-3598 for our poetry. We're going to resume our corrections with the Ape Boy.
Okay. No, we're not.
We're going to go to the phone.
Keep talking, guys.
All right. And the show really is all about...
It's about the poetry. It's not about these little segments we do or our banter, really. It's about sharing a prosaic thought worldwide.
That's the truth.
From Sand Creek to Saudi Arabia. I'm just pulling these out of my... I'm just saying...
You need to stop.
That and please, we want you to call in, whether it be your own poetry or covers like I've been doing every week. So
really, and you know, that's what we like to hear. We loved it. You know, we love it if you can call in and share your own work or a cover that really strikes you in a certain way. Or you can send us something to read, worldpoetryopenmic.net in the contact form there. You can send us some poetry, but we do have a cutoff at 6 p.m. the day of the show.
And we have our caller queued up. It's Bob from New Mexico. Hey, Bob, you're live with World Poetry Open Mic. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, it's going great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, thanks.
Doing great.
What do you have for us this week?
I'd like to read a poem for you. It's a new one I just wrote this week. It's called The Clock of Man. And it goes like this. Cut the clock, rearrange, appoint to lands of your making. I could trust to a strange, and so our fears are quaking. Whom you've made, you've called good. Who are we to question? Yet we do more than rude. Our violence is our fashion. Skin is simply the color. The culture is the texture. He has molded brothers in such fine perfection. Arrayed in reds, yellows, browns, blacks, and whites. He loves the hues. He sees them as so right. You reorder for the robe, for the prince of your goodwill. We are gifts for his love. This truth makes us still. He is a thread to bring together, unified in his love. On his wind we're but feathers until we're born above. Sew together as you please, make us in your fashion. Give us to your prince of peace, make him our good bastion. All our hues are your pleasure, for your son his joy. This is grace of highest measure, we're your love employed. Hatred then profanes the cloth, the gift of your good Christ. Folly is all we have wrought, the cloth torn by this knife. We place ourselves on your throne, hating what you've made. All the while we thrash our home, Satan thus invades. Grace will sow for your glory. Our need will be met. We are here for your stories written by your spirit. We will have those you chose for your cloth of man. Thus regress our Sharon's note rose, your son the great I am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brother.
Bob, you bring
it. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bring it every week, man. It's great to hear your voice. We always know we're going to get something quality from you.
You guys are like becoming family almost.
You know what? I'm going to have to add you to my Christmas card list. You know what? Send your address to the World Poetry Open Mic page. I will actually add you to my Christmas card list.
I'm going to do that. I got the Gmail email.
That'd be awesome, brother. Once again, if you want to call in like Bob did, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598.
My God, is there an echo in here?
No, it's just the phantom.
No, I think there's an echo in here.
I know.
The phantom of the open mic. I'm going to do the karaoke thing.
Oh, no.
No.
You know, right. I feel sorry for the board monkey because he's taking the calls and trying to continue
host.
So here's the thing.
I just watch him behind the screen there, and he's just...
Each of his toes are doing something pretty important,
arms,
I'm told.
All of his arms and legs are doing something.
It's amazing.
I feel bad for you.
It's okay. I love it.
Good.
I don't complain.
Much.
Much. Well, not to anybody out loud. Okay. So, my corrections.
All right.
Mike. Yeah, I know. Okay. So
I was happy.
And then I made you sad.
And then you made me sad. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
It's detestable.
So, Jerry, you mentioned... sorry, J. Todd. See, I did it again already. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I'll just put it on my corrections list for you.
Please do.
He actually corrected himself tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Already. See? You mentioned Kursk Malia, the Bothan.
The Bothan.
Captain. Yeah. He was never a part of the medical fleet or the medicine fleet of the Intrepid. he's just a Bothan naval officer. For the New Republic. Okay. There are no medical fleets or fleet ships named Intrepid. As a matter of fact, there are only 8 ships named Intrepid. And they're not medical at all.
All right. Well, so, you've got us on the corrections.
Okay. Also, the Intrepid is also a class of ship in Star Trek. Okay. So that's a reference back to you, Mike. Since you brought up Kirk.
Why are we dorking out?
I have to still say that Picard is better.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't get into that debate.
Yeah, you would lose. That's the reason we're not going to do this.
And also, just so you guys know, the Tasmanian Devil is not an Australian cousin of the Jersey Devil.
Yes, he is.
What?
No, yeah. He's not. He's not. I looked. No, yeah, I looked.
So when they have barbecues... It's not a family thing?
It's not a family thing.
It's just a friend thing.
I think that's about all it is.
What are the odds?
Pretty slim and rare. I don't know.
As our listeners heard, the phone was ringing off the hook. We're going to go to the callers because it is about the poetry here on World Poetry Open Mic. Please welcome to the line for her second appearance here, Individuality. Hello?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Welcome aboard. Are you going to share with us again tonight?
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
I'm about to read the 13th flag.
All right.
Step back, they said, before being removed. The 13th individual is coming fairly soon. Marching headstrong, chin held high, waving the 13th flag in the dim blue sky. Two-stepping to the rhythm of her own silent words, meanings no one could ever try to blemish or blur. Society standing watch, waiting for her first wave to pass, to tag along to the edge and see how long it lasts. Head is hoping it's having hurry and in fast, not knowing that this isn't a time parade, not something that can be scheduled or end in days. It's the new enlightenment age, stumbling to the beats of hearts constructed by the ears drum, resurrecting the ones lost, rehabilitating creativity, individuality, personality, ingenuity, originality to save humanity, granting redemption to the plastic joy killers, the hopeless love stealers, the bashful peace breakers, the imagination takers, the hope exterminators, and the all-around haters.
Go ahead.
the all-around haters. Acknowledge the fact that they try to grab us like gravity. Congratulate their persistence to manipulate our reality. They foresee the tragedy that comes strong and deep. Fear all 13 stars that lay upon the flag in ink and will procrastinate till inevitably face-to-face meet with the 13th individual who can't be beat. Implicated with the disease of the mind, nobly she proceeds. Drained from her first 12 battles, injurious her way to the 13th when it's paved. Visibly, she marches in remembrance of her outcast days, in remembrance of her disobedience, her defiance, her rebelliousness, in complete remembrance. Descending from the top of the hill, she leads her followers to the battlefield. Urging continuation, adventurously she speeds up production, listening to the loud thumping feet behind her. Immediately, they all pause and the flag is raised higher. The 13th individual sees one figure emerge from the fog upon her opposing side of the battlefield. Yesterday, the man laughed at mention of this march. Today, he lays on hand and knee, apologizing for not having individuality.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Individuality. We learned last week after you left our phone line, you're 14 years old, right?
Huh?
You're 14, correct?
Just May 14.
Wow. Your poetry has the wisdom in it that most 14-year-olds don't have.
Thank you.
I do have to say, being in New Orleans like you are and being a poet, it's got to be hard to find a venue to share your poetry at because they all serve alcohol, correct?
Right.
Well, I'm glad we've got World Poetry Open Mic, and as long as you're feeling you want to share, you can go ahead and give us a call, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And, you know, we were all talking about individuality after the show, too. I mean, just throughout
everybody
this last week.
Everybody was talking about individuality this week. It was amazing.
It was great running into people who listened to us or talking to them and getting, just emails from people saying individuality was awesome and everything. So, you know, whatever you're doing, it's great. Keep developing. Keep doing it. And please keep calling in. It's great.
Exactly. And if you want to call in like her, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. I don't even know who that was.
I feel like I need to do it too, but I don't want to.
I just
want
to say it wasn't me.
303-386-3598.
All right, now that everybody said it and repeated it,
call in.
Back on with our show. We do have the Haiku Master that has delivered haiku poetry to us.
We do, we do. We have what is the plural of haiku? Is it just haiku?
Haikai?
Haikotnoose?
Haikus.
Haikotnoose? Really? I think that's the one that's adjacent to the right angle.
That's a hypotenuse.
Oh, that's right. That's a hypotenuse.
That's a correction prediction.
Yes, I have a pocket full of haikotenuse. All right. Okay, so here's one from, and of course, the board monkey gives me these haikus that he writes every week, and he asked me to choose a couple just to read. So here is one that I thought was great. Rebel senator, braided buns on side of head, solo is your love.
He's a dork. What he is. What is that, Star Wars?
I love how many Star Wars references we have in one show.
What is that? Who is it?
Princess Leia.
Princess Leia.
Leia. Can you do one more? I'm sorry. Right. Just do one.
Yeah, I was planning on doing another one. Okay. So here we go. Damsels in distress, daughter of the king and queen, lost sleep on a pea.
Again, a princess.
Again, princess. Okay.
See?
You're doing princess.
Well, on that one.
That's a little creepy.
It would be, but.
I'm going to read one more because I kind of like this one. And it sounds like this one would be great for a t-shirt. At least the last line. Castle Tower Life, waiting for the Prince Charming. Defeat the dragon. Yes.
You kind of do that like a tiger. You put your hand in its mouth and shove it sideways.
Yeah, you know, actually, better than a t-shirt, this would be a good men's underwear brand.
Oh, no.
Defeat the dragon. We have another haiku, right? Or am I making this up?
No, you're not making this up. I actually was inspired by the board monkey last week while I was eating my dinner, and I wrote a haiku for JT. I'm sorry, the board monkey. And it goes, Tuang at Sriracha, delicious treat for my mouth, napalm the jungle.
Nice.
And it's based off of a blog by The Oatmeal. Check him out, theoatmeal.com.
Yeah, yeah.
And he talks about keeping people from eating your food by dumping a whole ton of that Sriracha hot sauce on it. And he calls it napalming the jungle.
It really sounds like it's an issue for him. Because I've actually read some of that stuff, too. And It sounds like I never really have an issue with people wanting to eat my food. I don't know what that's either.
I do.
You have one more you wrote just now for the ape boy.
No, I did not.
You don't want to read that haiku? No. I'll read it. Hand it over.
No, that is not inappropriate.
Okay. No, it's not appropriate.
That would be banning me from the studio.
He'd be shutting my mic off. Yeah. Okay, yes. Never mind. I won't read that one.
All right, so what are you going to read here for us? I know you wanted to read some poetry.
It's not about me reading my poetry. It's about the poets calling in 303-386-3598. But I've been kind of spying different things tonight. I'll do this one. This is Colorado Sunrise. How about that? Until we get a phone call.
All right.
The sky is on fire as a new day is born upon this chilly Colorado morn. Surveying what is within my view as the clouds are brilliant orange hue. Hope springing eternal from this night, from the sight, as the dawn chases away the dark of night, and the orange gives way to slight pink as I take a moment to stop and think. Each sunrise is a blessing for me. I'm thankful for each one I see, for we know not when death call. Excuse me, for we know not when death doth call, and when we meet our dying fall. Another day has arrived in splendor, as this poem the muses engender. I, the humble poet, to the pen their rhyme, thankful for this blessed time. I close with the thoughts I did receive, and in them I so wholly believe. Each new day is such a sacred gift, for the end can come ever so swift.
Thank you.
Cool. You know,
I love that.
How long have you had that one? That's been a little while, hasn't it?
March of 11.
Okay, so I have heard it since then. Because I was trying to remember, there are certain poems that you've had over the past decade, basically.
Yeah.
That I recognize and kind of mark moments, and that was one that I kind of identified with 2011.
That one I wrote right after my mother passed away.
Right.
So it was kind of like a reminder. Hey, each day that we get walking this earth is a true blessing.
And and that is kind of the theme we were talking about anyway. We've had a lot of different poems, but something we really just felt, we try to do little themes. We're not heavy on themes here in the show, but we try to have something we kind of talk about each week. And one of it, the thing we kind of talked about this week is just life is really a gift. No matter what it is, it's a gift. It's an adventure, and it's, and I think as poets, that's something we all kind of have to buy into and see. We have to see something beyond what everybody else just kind of feels so we can write and put that into our work.
Exactly. We can see beauty in things that most people do not and try and share that through written down or spoken word.
Absolutely.
And as much as these poets have tonight, which I'm amazed with, and Amanda sharing her work, it's truly a blessing even to see that happening.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really, I think we're also blessed. And we have so much we can, that we get to do as people who work in poetry and people who are just involved in the scene. So I'm really just thankful for the show. I'm thankful for everything it brings in the community we're building together. Okay. So,
all right. So we're going to take a break. Go ahead. And if you want to call in 303-386-3598,
303-386-3598,
303-386-3598.
And you're listening to Jammin' KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Hey, I'm DJ Richie Rich, host of Street Beats right here on KZKO The Vibe. Don't forget to check out my boys, Denver Autos. You can check them out at denverautostore.com or give them a call at 303-573-1333. The guy's name is Gonzalo. The place is called Denver Autos. That is the place to be. No credit, bad credit, any kind of credit, they can get you done, baby. Check them out at denverautostore.com or give them a call today, 303-573-1333. You mention any of us right here with MSC Radio Networks, you get $500 off your ride. Check them out today, denverautostore.com.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Clearly. Dusting off another song from the annals of our radio station.
The what of our radio station?
I said dusting off another song from the dark annals of our radio station.
The annals of our radio station.
Not to be mistaken with another word that sounds similar.
Yes. And spelled similar.
There
what word is this?
Annals.
What?
Annals.
All right, enough,
what does that
guys.
Mean?
All right.
This is about the poetry. We did have one sent in. Her name is Billie Jean Murchison, otherwise known as Serenity in Chains. This is the cat, the dog, the mouse. I see the morning rise slow, like a scrawny alley cat, stretch its limbs, pace to and fro. Across my desert, Shangri-La, in her wake, an orangish glow. As the night does hide from growling low, she runs the valleys, scales the mountain walls, leaves a trail of faint cat calls. I see the morning rise slow. I see the day that breaks the sky, like an old flea-bit hound, chasing the shadows low and high across my desert Shangri-La, in a wake, a blazing sigh. A cat he's chasing on the fly, he runs through crayons and desert plains, howling in daytime claims, I see the day that breaks the sky. I see the nights lazy creeping, like a timid, shy dormouse, sneaking like the water seeping across my desert Shangri-La, in his hues, colors peeping. As he follows the dog sneaking, he prowls the plateaus of peoples old, squeaking in sunsets bold, I see the nights lazy creeping.
Wow.
Very well done, Billy.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. And you know, we actually have a caller, too.
Okay.
We actually have Gypsy from New Orleans. How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. And you?
We're doing excellent here.
Gypsy, welcome back to World Poetry Open Mic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you're going to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I want to share with you tonight. This is a piece from the late 80s. It's kind of a little bit raw, not cussing or anything, but it's a little raw.
All right. We're about pushing boundaries here at World Poetry Open Mic.
Okay. So just let me know when you're ready for me.
I'm ready.
Okay. The title is Land of the Rock. Screaming midnight sirens play a dirge for one of my young brothers, and this cheerless melody has no effect on the others. Standing on corners huddled at the dark end of the street, each vies with his kinsman for the quota he must meet. Little boys hustling for great wives of money foolishly believe this paves the road to the land of milk and honey. Never giving a second thought to the risk involved in the earning, their only interest is this lethal occupation they are learning. So deeply immersed in this cold, cold world of drugs, they don't even remember the warmth of mama's hug. For my sisters, this evil has also staked its claim. Seeking fortune, they too walk wide-eyed, open-palmed, into this losing game. They receive neighborhood infamy and feel no shame. Flagrantly, they flaunt what should be vested and pure, displaying their precious bodies as tempting lure to any who wish to make use of the sacred vessel God created for love, which instead they employ as a pornographic crop to be filled with the fluids from this land of the rock. Yesterday, we walked these inhospitable streets, shouting for freedom, justice, and equality with a loud voice of unity. Today, no man has a brother, none are given immunity from the daily ticks of death's time clock or the harsh reality of living in this land of the rock. Respect has no meaning, neither does pride. Few seem to care or even realize we've entered the very door called genocide. These minute issues have been shifted, set aside, placed by slanging and banging, getting paid, the constant flashing and counting of money being made. Outside, this minute, someone is tricking, lying, begging, stealing to feed this never-ending craze that is rapidly sending them all to a rock-covered grave. Slow down, my brothers. You can't reach the top if you weigh yourself down with a pocket full of rocks. Sisters, please go home. Your babies are dying in these same streets you roam. It's a struggle, no doubt, perhaps hard to walk out, but you can, you must. Look high, you'll find someone to trust. Believe, you need not here remain. You can break the chain by choosing the key to host lock. You can travel away from this land of the rock. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Gypsy.
I knew I had a little flurbs in there.
Oh, that was amazing. Beautiful.
We really
it's
appreciate it.
It's been a minute since I've been on the mic.
Oh, you did great.
It's been a minute. I'm trying to get my granddaughter to pick up my slack.
Oh, no. You both are just amazing. And for those that didn't hear last week, Individuality is Gypsy's granddaughter. They both happened to call into the show both nights and amazingly just share their poetry with us.
We really loved your both you and your granddaughter's contribution very, very much. We really appreciate it. And we count it as something that really helps raise the bar of the show.
Okay, you really think so?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Gypsy.
Okay, and I really, really can't tell you guys how much I appreciate you allowing my granddaughter, because that has just boosted her ego, and it's just boosted, you know, just makes her just want to pick up the pen and just scribble, 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 and I love it.
Well, she needs to get busy. We've got another show in about a week. Just kidding. Gypsy, thank you for calling
in. I love what you're doing for her.
Awesome.
I can't thank you enough for what you've done for her, what you've done for her esteem, you know, for her self-esteem. It's just done wonders.
Excellent. Thank you. And once again, if you want to call in like Gypsy, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We do want to go to Mike for his children's book of the week.
We'll do it quickly because I know we're getting close.
We're getting close.
So what the idea is doing the children's book format, but doing it so, you know, it can mean something to other people. So this one was based off this experience I had this last week where I kind of had a physical scare. It's called It Is Now. It is now at the close of the day that I sit to write, and before me sits the vast expanse of everything, all of matter and not matter, all that existed before the universe had form and was without shape, and the Spirit of God moved over the face of the hundreds of billions of the hundreds of billions of galaxies far, far away. Moved over all of the right and wrong, all of the love and indifference, all of the songs and the silence, all of whatever I am or I'm pretending to be. In the darkness there was a spark, a thought, the real revelation. Out of the pain there was a flicker, a hope, a chance at healing. We had no choice but to take it, this desperate and rare chance to live, these odds so astronomical, this spirit so unconquerable. We had to reach and fall. We had to reach and fall to come here to this moment, to this pen, to this paper, to this desk, this day, these hands, this mind. It is now at the closing of my eyes that I give thanks for the stark and unexpected adventure of life, and before me sits the vast expanse of everything.
Beautiful. Well
thank
done.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. If you wanna call in next week, give us a call. Check out our website while we're off the air. You can also listen to the show again at kzkoradio.com.
And also you can catch our past episodes just going back a week on worldpoetryopenmic.net as well.
Excellent. Once again, you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic. I want to thank all the callers that we had for blessing us. I want to thank MSC Radio Networks. I want to thank our sponsors, which is
USACarpetInc.com,
IdleVoiceLessons.com,
Harris on the Platte,
and Tattered Cover,
and Off the Vine.
Thank you guys all for making this possible.
Thank you to J. Todd Underhill. Thank you to our guest, The Phantom.
I was
going to
say thank you guys for having me as your guest.
Absolutely.
This is
if you have
amazing.
Another Friday free, you're always welcome to come
thank
in, Amanda.
You. Thank
we
you.
Will consider you the third Phantom co-host.
Thank you. To Mr. JT, thank you very much, brother.
I think he's the one who works the hardest out of all of us.
And to Mary Cohn, our producer as well. Thank you
exactly.
so much.
Once again, tune in next week, 8 o'clock, World Poetry Open Mic. You've been listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Dark city, it's cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. that town.